Christmas poetry, an introduction. Christmas, they say, comes but once a year. In these days, it seems to also last for much of that year. For the religious amongst us, this annual celebration of the birth of Christ must seem bittersweet. Its acknowledgement by billions of people, countered by the pervasive spread of material possessions, translating the event a little more than a sales pitch. Most religions celebrate their founders, but Christianity seems somehow to have lost possession of one of its key rituals in an ever more secular West. The spread of globalization seems to have hindered rather than helped the true meaning of the festival. Children today are much more interested in what presents they might receive than any spiritual message. As parents too, most of us buy into this and indulge our offspring rather than instill the underlying themes and aims of the festival's meaning that are common to us all. In this collection, we rely on the words and wisdom of such fine poets as John Milton, Emily Dickinson, Sir Walter Scott, Daniel Sheehan, Wordsworth, Longfellow, and a whole host of others to absorb us in a Christmas time of hope and togetherness. The experiences and memories many of the poems share with us speak of a time, of a world that did have a common purpose and an ambition to share good fortune with everyone. This selection is read for you by Gisela Rowe and Tim Graham.
A Nativity by Rudyard Kipling. The babe was laid in the manger between the gentle kine, all safe from cold and danger, but it was not so with mine. "Is it well with the child? Is it well?" the waiting mother prayed. "For I know not how he fell, and I know not where he..."